We begin the current daf, we set the Megillah daf Chavav, we begin the Me'al, we begin the Tez Ma'asa, we begin with the Gemara, Kiv the Me'al Makasla, because since they come from all over the world, so therefore it has a different halachic status, which places near the Far Shachi would seem to explain that why is it that villages, shul, you could sell, but the shul of the big cities, that you can't sell, because like the different Ma'asal Tez says, because people come from all over there for what? So Tez explains, Kiven should have been the Adam Negim L'Lechashom L'Spal, since most people are accustomed to coming there to daven, it's in the big city. Although they don't give anything to its construction, it's still since it was made for the intention of the public. So Chamur Kedushas has the most severe sanctity, because it's a global shul. And therefore you can't sell it. But Yeshlo Parash, another interpretation you can give, since many people do give for its construction, even though they don't live over there, B'shat Tzarchem, all its needs, therefore they're all are party to this, and it cannot just be sold. B'Sabach Nami, so too shortly with the Gemara said, the Kamar Rav Ashi says that the Didi Kasev, oh, it's okay that even many people come because they're coming for me. Hainu, what they give for it, Lassus return is to do his will, but again, you see it's because of what they're investing in the shul. Like that, therefore, it's not just these members that could decide. It's the global vote. Kinnik says Masal at the beginning was the Gemara Bamai, but why? But the Krachim Ninu, but it's that of cities, which the Gemara is asking. Learned in the Brisa right by Nagoyim that it says Beveis Eretz Achazaschem. Achazaschem is Metam in Nagoyim, but Yerushalayim, which is not inheritance, is not Metam in Nagoyim. Yehuda says, I didn't hear that it's a place that will not have Tumas Nagoyim, only the Makam HaMikdash. So the Gemara says to Yehuda, sounds like, but shuls would become Tumas. And that's what the Maskel Tesis is quoting, but why? It's a shul of a krach, and we just pointed out before that says Tesis Mashmit sounds like the sphere Leilam Akshin. It sounds like the questioner held the Kibin Lam Mizdavni, as that's what we established already previously, that you can't not sell a shul of a krach, so therefore the Eilam Letam Negam, therefore it should not have Tumas Negam, Mishim Tulim Mikriach Hazas, that's not called your inheritance, because it's owned by all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Gamle Kurin Be'ashad Lehabayis, therefore we don't recite on it regarding the laws of Negom, that it's his house because it's not one person's. That's there. But the Gemara asked me, so why would it have Thomas Negom, the shuls of the city? So it's a difficult because the Targum and the human, the first human of Yeralf and Alf, Machaiber and Meir, basically, that's a Krach, but Mezuzah, Meir holds that a shul, even of a city, is Chayb Mezuzah. We also explain the Bryce over there that says that a shul has Thomas Negom is going like him. So we see that it's not so simple to say that whatever is not sold does not become a goyim and would not become a mezuzah. So once again, I'm asking you, according to Yehuda, that maybe Yehuda holds like a mayor, that a shul, even though it's a krach, is not sold, but still it would have a goyim. My gosh, also difficult to say, why are you even picking just of a city? There, when we talk about goyim and mezuzah, we don't differentiate if it's a shul of a city or of a village. In other words, it's only in the Havamina that the Gemara thought to say Kondra Abana that a shul of a village would have Tumas Negoim. But at the end, the Gemara retracts and holds no, Kondra Abana doesn't make a difference where, it's not going to have Tumas Negoim. So therefore, since the questioner holds like Drabanan, so the Gemara should have asked, why is any shul Tumas Negoim? Because every shul is not Tumas Negoim. So on that Tesis first answers the second question, and then the first one. He says, if you're someone, you can say, Devadim Akshin Torbatati. Most definitely, the questioner made two mistakes. First of all, the Enchilim Ben Karachim Shakavarim Kedamasi Kosim Abundar of Meir. Like, you're right, the Gemara concludes over there that there's no difference between that of a city or a village, according to the Abundar of Meir, the Hind Rebbe Yehuda, which is Rebbe Yehuda. And Begam Tabaha, he also made a mistake in this, the Avagab Lemizavni, that you're right, although the shul of a city cannot be sold, but still, Yeshlam Atam and the Governor of Meir, still, according to the Meir, it would still have Tumma. Now, the questioner, he thought, that no, if it cannot be sold, it's not considered a chazaschem, and if Rameh would hold that even a shul of a city could be sold. And there is asking that since we say over here that the shul of a city cannot be sold, so why would Rebbe Yehuda, who's Rabbanan, and this Gemara may hold that a shul, as some of the claim, is not a chazaschem? Kinnik says, Master, the beginning was the Gemara, but it's who Yitz Mechel Yehuda Lechel Binyamin. Now there's a strip that came out from the portion of Yehuda to the portion of Binyamin, the Bahi Mezbech Banan, and that's where the Mezbech was built, which Tais says, Kasha, that's difficult, because the Beperk is Mekayim and the Gemara and Zavachim, and the Gimel Miz Amos says, the Beken Dremes Mizrach is Lahay Yisayin. By the south eastern corner of the Mizrach, there's no foundation. Why? Lepish Lahay Yisayin, El Bechelke Shotar Binyam, because there was no foundation only in the part of the Mizrach that was in the Chelik of Binyamin. The Chsevik is in Basim, Binyamin is Eib Yitzhav, that Binyamin is a wolf that he's grabbing, which the Targum Unkelus translates, that's the Mizrach that consumes things. So the part of Karen Dremes Mizrachas, which was in Yehuda's portion, therefore did not have a Yisai, because the Mizrach couldn't be built in his part. But Alma, we see Shekhal Mizrach, one of the Mechalik Shem Yom, the whole Mizrach was built in the Chalik Yom, not just a strip. So what's this that we're saying that a strip? So says, if someone can say, is no, that what we're saying about the strip is, Oisei Karen Dremes Mizrachas, that southeastern corner, Shalahoye by Yisai, Shahayim Chalik Yudu, because that was in the portion of Yehuda, Alzai Mitzar Binyam Laboa. That's what Biyam was in pain to swallow. The whole mizbech should be in his chelik, that he can build it. Even the side in the Keren Dremes Mizrachas, that's the strip that we're referring to. That it's going to go out to chelik Binyamin, meaning that's the part where the mizbech is built. But there's no yisoid because actually it's not in his part. But that's what he wants it in his part. The next test maskel to begin with the Gemara, Avloy Mitzis, that they couldn't even rent out the beds. Says Taisa Pishur of Yosef, why? Because it's really, he holds the Kimish HaKaka Mokam Amita, since the ground, which is the place where the beds are put, Lohayim Yuchel Abam, it's not designated by the owner, because, again, it's not really the owner's property, it's all of Kala Yisrael, so Lohayim Kuch B'yodim, Las Kimish HaKaka, so they couldn't even charge really a full rental, even just for the beds, because the ground that the bed is on is not really theirs. But Okam Mokam, it's still Machmas Matat Lin, since ultimately it's their movable items, like their beds. For that, they reward, they took the hides of the carbonus.